Hi, Bruce Pratt here again for my weekly visit with men's head hockey coach at the University of Maine, Ben Barr. You've got had a bye week, Ben. What's that like?
It didn't seem that much different than a regular week, to be honest. I think it was a weird bye week, but at the same time we were practicing for 5 or 6 weeks without playing a game before we finally played. So I don't know if it was that much different for the guys. So the intensity level was still pretty high.
Well, intensity seems to be a trait of this team. I mean, they seem, when I've seen them in the 3 games I've seen them play and seen them at practice, they're practicing with a kind of intensity they're playing with a kind of intensity that I think has been clearly to the team's benefit. You've mentioned depth last week, how you have much more depth. What is there something in the bye week you can work on with the players who maybe aren't playing all the time that you can't do if you're preparing for a weekend series?
I think you could get more. You can maybe get a little bit more deliberate with certain areas, certain players, one on one. Maybe you can take a little more time with guys that might be struggling at this at one aspect or another. You watch more video. On a normal game week, the players, you have to be mindful of their time because you want them on Friday and Saturday to feel fresh and ready to go. And we're on a bye week, you're not worried so much about maybe doing 10, 15 minutes extra stuff every day. So I think it gives you a chance to work on some things. We don't have a huge sample size of games of things to work on, so it wasn't like we had a laundry list of things, but we can always get better.
So you got an opponent coming up that you played a few times. What does that look like for the weekend?
Going to be an awesome challenge, an awesome opportunity for our team to go into the defending national champions and play them twice at their rink. Those are the kind of series that you look forward to as a college athlete. Because we know it's going to be incredibly difficult, but it's also an awesome opportunity to go show ourselves what we're, prove to ourselves what we can possibly do. So, I think the guys are excited about it, and, we have to go out and bring that intensity and that work ethic and that mental, that mindset where, we're going to have to be even better on the road than we are at home. That's the case all the time.
Yeah. Now, if I recall correctly, you split with Quinnipiac last year here, which shocked a lot of people. So they're not going to be looking past Maine. They're not going to. When you go into that environment, that rink will be full. It'll be partisan. Do you think that's an advantage in a sense that the atmosphere is going to be that way than say going someplace where the home atmosphere isn't that good?
We don't really think about it. I think, you just go and you try to stay focused regardless of where you're at. And that's, that's a challenge at home sometimes because it's a wild atmosphere here. And, so that's the one nice thing, it's not like our guys aren't used to playing in a crazy environment. So, for us, it's just, can we maintain our composure, good or bad, right? If they score a goal, can we maintain our composure? If we score a goal, can we maintain our composure? That's what good teams do, and that's going to be our challenge going into a tough place to play.
Quinnipiac, Rand Pecknold's been there a long time. Took that from, it was a commuter college when I was a kid down the road, right? Mm-hmm. If you couldn't get anywhere else, you could always go to Quinnipiac. Things have changed a great deal since then. Connecticut is much more of a hockey state than it was when I was younger. Mm-hmm. When you play teams like that have won a national championship that have been up high like that, there has to be at some point in the back of the player's mind, do we measure up? I would think that with all that, but these guys don't seem scared of anybody.
Yeah, that's our job as a staff is to. Not only train our guys on the ice, how to improve and develop them on the ice, but a big part of that is changing the mentality, and that's a lot of times the hardest part to change. And that's, I think we've made some strides in the last couple of years doing that. We have a long ways to go, but I don't believe, and this is a credit to our you know, veterans and our guys that have been here the last few years, they don't care who we're playing. They want to go and play, and they want to make their own mark and leave their own legacy here. And you know, so you know, what better opportunity to do? And this is for this weekend and every. I mean, every night we're playing Hockey East. We're going to be playing against a team that's capable of winning a national championship. Yeah. And the challenge is, we need to believe that we are too, and that's what we're working on. So that's our goal, and that's a daily process that we have to change mentally. And we spend a lot of time with our team, and you know, how with our culture, with you know, regulating themselves, you know, all the kind of stuff that helps. Not, and that's not lifting weights or skating. It's other stuff, and that's you know, this is a great test for that.
Well, and it's been one hallmark of Maine Hockey is the kids have been good students, and I've taught enough of them over the years to know that. People say, what'd somebody get in your classes? And no one gets anything in my class, they earn it.
Yeah.
And I found that with some of the athletes on your team, that they understand that you have to earn things, that they don't get handed to you. You could be gifted, born gifted, but you have to earn it. And that we've seen, and it's a small sample size, but that we've seen. Can't tell you how much I wish you good luck down there this weekend. I wish I could be there, but I can't. You know, just continue good luck this season. It's been fun to see this team get going.
Awesome. Thanks, Bruce.
You bet.